we close out the show with two very special guests that have been on my show over the years, but never together, and frankly, never together as a couple. And we're very happy to welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show Dr. Sonia Hassan, who is the head of women's health, Wayne State University, with a very good report that we're going to talk about in just a moment, and our esteemed mayor of the city of Detroit, Mayor Mike Duggan. First of all, and this is really all I have to say about this, congratulations to finding each other, finding love, and being engaged.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're very happy for you. Very happy for you. Now down to business. And I'm going to start with you, Dr. Hassan, because your business is extremely important as the head of women's health at Wayne State University. The infant mortality rate in Detroit has been horrible, and yet you attacked it in a very big way and through a variety of programs like the Make Your Date program that the mayor used to talk about a lot too, and you have helped these women, and our infant mortality rate has dropped substantially in Detroit.
Yes, so we've been very, very happy to see the results over the past year or so that the infant mortality rate went down. But there's a lot of people involved in doing this effort. For many years, there have been many, many groups at the Detroit Medical Center, Henry Ford, Wayne State University, St. John's, really all around the city doing all this important work in infant mortality. And it takes a real big team because it's a lot of preterm birth is the leading cause of infant mortality, but there's a lot of other problems that really cause it. And so we've been very grateful to have that effort and that collaboration with all of them.
It's kind of the tip of the iceberg.
Yes,
I understand. But
sure.
You, if you're going to chip away, you start at the tip. And to drop that infant mortality rate by, 20, 25% in this period of time is phenomenal.
Yes, it's exciting. And it's the first time we've seen it. And we've had, as I said, a support of a lot of people, including, of course, the mayor and others in the city. And so we've been grateful. There's a lot of work to do still. For sure.
Congratulations. And I know, Mr. Mayor, from our conversations over the years, this has been a very big deal for you.
Paul W., there's no more powerful day than some of these events where you have these moms come up and say, I miscarried once or twice, and I never thought I was going to be able to bring a baby to term. And they show up with their healthy baby and say, thank you for the programs. And it's the kind of thing that Sonia's been doing for the years, that March of Dimes and United Way and a lot of others. But to see everybody come together and have this kind of almost 30% drop last year. But we need to keep it going because it's a true joy to see these moms and these healthy babies.
Well, this is America. We shouldn't be having these kinds of problems in a country as rich as ours. Excuse me. We should all everywhere benefit from what we know and how we know to do things. And so making sure that everybody comes into the fold and then has a healthy baby is, there's no more noble work that comes to my mind at all. So I thank you for that. I congratulate you. And the figure closer to 30% is even more phenomenal. Now, speaking of phenomenal, this man, Mayor Mike Duggan, has made a phenomenal impact on this organization and at this event. When he speaks, people talk about what he has talked about for a long time afterwards. You know that to be the case. And you're going to be doing a discussion today, and I must tell you, I'm happy to say WJR's Lloyd Jackson will be moderating it at 4 o'clock. But do you think, I kind of know the answer, I think, but do you think about this, Mr. Mayor, about the things you've done in the past and the impact they had, and do you feel any kind of additional pressure to try to at least match, if not outdo, your last presentation?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm sitting here with you, and I think back to the 90s, where at this conference we put together the deal that got the smart bus system saved. With a millage. We put together the Comerica Park Ford Field deal with Dennis Archer and the groups up at this conference. We've done things for the Detroit Public Schools. Today I'm excited because we have a new planning director in this city by the name of Antoine Bryant, who grew up in New York, came from Houston, and I think is going to be a great voice for continuing to bring back the neighborhoods, bring back the commercial districts, with the neighbors driving the vision. And that's the road we're going down, is we're rebuilding the city to what the neighbors, the people who stayed, what they want to see in their community. And you look at what we've done on Livernois, you look at what we're doing on McNichols, what we've done on Kirchville, what we've done on Grand River. Every time we rebuild one of these commercial districts, stores just pour in. And I think Antoine is going to speed up that process. And I get a feeling people are going to be far more excited to hear from him than from me today.
Well, we're always excited to hear from you, Mr. Mayor. And you just hit that on the head there. For people who stayed, because oftentimes it's the new people who come in that get a lot of the attention because they're new people coming in, they're making investments, they're moving in and all of that. But remembering the people who stuck it out and stayed, in my book, is extremely important, and it, obviously you're doing that.
Well, 250,000 people moved out of the city of Detroit in the 13 years before I got elected. That's more than the entire population of Buffalo, New York. So imagine all of Buffalo vacating in 13 years. The people who voted for me were the ones who didn't leave, and I've never lost sight of the fact that I'm the mayor for the people who stayed, and we've tried to operate that way.
And I think you've done a great job. How's that campaign going?
You know, I work hard every day, and folks are going to decide in 6 weeks whether to rehire me for 4 more years. And if the people of the city give me that chance, I'm going to work hard day and night the next 4 years as I have the last 8.
I don't doubt that at all. So I congratulate you and thank you for all the good things you've done for Detroit. And as I said last night at the dinner, that I look forward to you doing for the next 4 years because your leadership has been impeccable.
Feeling good right now, and you know, I got a good partner in Lansing, I got a good partner in Washington, D.C., and everybody's working together. Good partner of the county in Warren Evans. Really, we've got everybody working together. Dr. Vitti's doing a good job at Detroit Public Schools.
Yes, he
I
is.
Don't remember a time where the leadership was so strongly aligned.
Nor do I. And when you get something like that that's going so well, you keep it, in my opinion.
Well, hopefully the voters agree with you.
Okay. He's always very coy about these things when I say these things, Doctor. But it's what I feel. It's what I mean from observing the way you do what you do all the way back to the first time I ever met you, which was long before you became mayor of this great city of Detroit. So I say keep up the good work. And as far as the infant mortality rate dropping significantly, nearly 30%, Dr. Sonia Hassan, I have to say to you, keep up that good work too. What's around the corner? What's next?
So the a real important thing is that for pregnancy, a big determinant of their health is going to be before they're pregnant. So we're focusing now on the Office of Women's Health, really all the gamut from pregnancy all the way until aging, the life course of
Excellent. That. Covering
so,
it all.
Yep.
Dr. Sonia Hassan, thank you for being with us. Mr. Mayor, Mike Duggan, thank you for being with us. And nice to see you as a couple.